In the coming hours, let's move on to what else is happening in the world right now. NATO peacekeeping soldiers have formed security barricades around three town halls in northern Kosovo. Police fired tear gas at ethnic Serbs who are protesting against ethnic Albanian mayors taking office. Kosovan police also guarding the buildings. The mayors were elected in April, a poll boycotted by ethnic Serbs who make up the majority in that part of Kosovo. Let's go live now to northern Kosovo. Al Jazeera's Asad Beg is there. Asad, where are you? What's happening there right now?
So we're in South Mitrovica. We're about 10 minutes away from Zvečan, where you've been seeing pictures of those clashes between ethnic Serbs and the Kosovo police. But we're also hearing and seeing pictures of them clashing with the NATO forces there. Now, we were there earlier in the day. The situation was tense. Some cars were being vandalized by those protesters. The police vehicles were spray painted and the protesters were singing along with nationalistic songs and really trying to confront the police. But earlier in the morning, what they tried to do was take over that municipality building. Now, it seems like the police were caught slightly off guard this morning. They pushed them back and used gas to get them to disperse. But so many people were there. And when the NATO officials tried to talk with the Serb politicians and said, we want you to get these people to disperse off the streets, the response from the Serb politician was that if I ask these people to move, it will not de-escalate the situation. But right now, what we're seeing is that the situation has escalated, despite what Kosovo's international partners have been saying. The United States, the UK, Germany, the EU have condemned Kosovo and its police for trying to take over those municipality buildings. But if you speak to the Kosovan authorities here, they say they have a right to uphold the constitution, that election did happen. And even though there was a very low turnout, less than 3.5%, those mayors were democratically elected and they have the right to take office. But in the northern areas, the Serbs do make up a majority and they don't want to see those mayors take up office, and they've been trying to block them. And that's what we're seeing now. This is what the situation stems from.
Al Jazeera's Asad Beg there, live in Mitrovica in northern Kosovo. Many thanks indeed, Asad.